Hi, y'all. Welcome to Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter. Oh, I thought you were going to say, and today.
Oh, shit. I literally,
like, hello. So today, as you guys can see, we do have our note cards back, finally.
I found them.
She's actually just glued a piece of paper on an
old card. But I found old ones.
But, you know, we did miss the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I had this grand idea a long time ago before we did merchandise.
Recycling.
To recycle and, like, yeah. Put them in, like, with merchandise. You know, like, if somebody buy a shirt, put it in there. But we kind of ran out of cards. So we got to recycle the cards that we got.
Yeah, we
got
to use them ourselves. But
I am excited to have them back, though. I feel real professional.
Professional. Official?
Yeah,
we definitely weren't official for quite some time, but, you know, we're back, we're better. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it's good. We're here.
I'm not going to lie, today I'm really tired. I'm very drained. I am, like, scraping.
What'd you do, had an eyelash appointment?
No, I actually had to, do you want to start with what you had to do today, or do you want me to start? Because mine is some tea.
You have tea you didn't tell me about yet?
I did, kind of. Well, you know the whole thing. Me suing my friend.
Oh, you gonna talk about that on here?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna talk about it.
Ooh,
papers are filed.
It's always some messy tea on here.
It's always some mess. So, okay, so we haven't talked about it with them.
Well, I was gonna talk about my week first with Mary
Scott.
Yeah,
talk about yours. Talk about yours first. We'll get into my scoop after.
We both had a little spa day at Mary Scott Skincare in the Valley. I got Morpheus. As you can see, my skin is glowing.
Have you noticed the difference?
I have noticed a difference.
You're serious?
Mm-hmm. I really have with my neck. Okay. I don't want to point out my flaws, but my neck has been bothering me a little bit. So it's like, I feel like at first I got really dry and now I feel it like kind of.
Oh, you feel it tightening?
No, I do. I literally do. And right here. I know. I was like, oh.
Okay. I do want to do it now. I was too scared.
You were scared. So we filmed the whole thing. It's going to be up on Patreon, but Mary Scott I've been going to for about 2 years. I'm obsessed with her. She has fixed my skin, helped fix winter skin. Like, I shout her out every chance that I can. I love her. We're obsessed with Mary. So go check her out. She is on our Patreon. We filmed a whole little vlog about it. You got Botox on your forehead because
I don't like wrinkles on my forehead. Well, I don't have wrinkles on my forehead because I've been getting Botox for so long, but I don't want wrinkles on my forehead. So it's kind of a preventative thing for me, but
we were both supposed to get Morpheus and she was just like, well, I'm a little afraid.
Yeah, I was scared. And then also we were like drinking a lot of champagne and I was just like, I don't feel like going through this pain. Like I have a really low pain tolerance. So for me, I feel like I feel things like 2 times more than everybody else, but I chickened out. She ended up doing it and it didn't even hurt. So I was like, gosh, I could have just done
this. She literally, the numbing cream is what scared me a little bit because I was starting to get red and I was like, I think it's time to take it off.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She was like, the numbing cream, I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely do it. I mean, I'll still like show you guys me doing the process, but I could do like a TikTok or an Instagram or something. But we did film the content for the Patreon, so if you want to check that out, please be sure to check that out.
I don't know.
I get so excited every time I come
come to Mary Scott, you get the royalty treatment.
Always.
Thank you.
Okay.
I had very bad acne.
And now look at my face.
Clear, clear, clear.
It's now fixed. I love her. I stand by her. So I was posting her all the time simply just because she fixed my face and then brought my best friend along.
Yeah, I came to Mary Scott because I also used to have really, really bad acne. So came to Mary Scott.
Yeah.
And I'm looking back and it's just been compliments.
Love that.
Yeah. And we also put the New Orleans footage in.
Oh yes, the New Orleans footage is officially up. So if y'all haven't seen it and you are subscribed, go check it out. And if you guys aren't subscribed, subscribe.
Okay. And also from the last Patreon that we had, she's about to talk and she was talking to a person who is about to go into the next subject. If you are on the Patreon, you will know exactly what I'm talking about.
So yeah, on the Patreon, I was talking to a girl on the phone, and the girl is who I'm actually suing. And just like a backstory about this girl, I used to be like pretty close friends with this girl, I want to say like 7 years ago. And we didn't really have like a major falling out or anything. I feel like we more so just like grew apart. She was married at the time, blah, blah, blah. Like we just kind of quit talking. So I want to say recently, like maybe 7 months ago, we had kind of rekindled our, you know, just friendship. Like we hung out. We were just like, you know, I'm happier back in my life and like all of these things. And it was not even, I think we were back cool for about a month. Keep in mind, I did tell her
It was only a month?
I think it was about a month. Yeah, a month, maybe a month and a half. But I did tell her, you know, if you ever need anything, let me know. Like, she has kids, so I do understand that.
And
like,
by that, I mean prayer.
Yeah, if you need anything, like a ride to the airport, and even then, don't really ask. But she called me on December 6th. Keep my call. Now that I look back at everything, I just realize how manipulative the whole situation was, because it's like, you know, when you ask somebody for something, when you call them, like, they are more obligated to give you what you're asking for, mm-hmm, than if you send a text.
Yeah.
So she called me and kind of put me on the spot and was like, hi, Winter, you know, I need help paying my rent and I'm behind 2 months. Or
during the holidays.
Yeah, during the holidays. And I was just wondering, you know, you said if I ever need anything, just ask. So I'm like, shit. God damn it. So I'm like, all right, screw it. Like, I'm going to just give her the money. Like, I'm like, whatever, it's the holidays. Like,
how much was it?
It was under $10,000, but it was a large chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I really want to say about the amount of money. But it was under $10,000. It was a large chunk of money, and it was some thousands.
Yeah.
So I sent her the money, and she was like, I'm going to pay you back at the end of the week. I have this check coming through. Keep in mind, she has a job. She is not, like, just doing nothing. And I know that mm-hmm. she is, you know, working and stuff like that. So I was like, I'm going to get the money back. She's telling me this is coming through, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. She's like, I'm going to pay you back at the end of the week, blah, blah, blah. I have this check coming through. End of the week comes,
mm-hmm,
and she's like, you know, whole sob story. Oh my God, the guy who was supposed to give me this percentage for this check, and you know, it fell through, and he was standing in my hat, and it's just like a whole damn sob story, whole damn long story. I'm like, oh shit, here we go.
Here you go, already.
Right, already. So she's like, I promise you, like, I'm gonna get you this money back. Like, even if I gotta take a loan out, like, mm-hmm, I'm gonna make sure you get this bread.
And this was how long after?
This was about, you know, this was like a week when she's supposed to pay me the money.
Oh, so the week of?
Well, about a week had kind of passed, and I kind of mm-hmm. asked her, like, hey, so what's going on? The week is up. Like, where's my fucking money? So whatever, on BS. So I'm like, okay, that excuse kind of held her over for like a few weeks, because, mm-hmm, you know, I'm like, okay, I know she like figuring it out, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to give her some leeway, give her some grace. So, you know, those weeks like kind of coming up, and I'm like, hey, like, you know, like, what's going on with the money? And she's like, oh yes, like, I'm gonna get it to you and blah 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 and all this stuff. And she sends me a picture of her bank account in the negative, like a couple $1,000s. And I'm like, okay, keep in mind, me and her are still cool at this point, so I'm like, this is buying her time and buying her time with these like sob stories. So more time goes by. I want to say like another like damn near month goes by, because once again, I'm giving her this grace. I'm like, you know, her account was in the negative. Oh, this check didn't come through.
I don't
trust
that. How many accounts?
Right. I don't. And honestly, looking back, I don't believe anything.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, whatever. But then I start to be like, you know, like, it's the holidays. Like, I got family too.
Pretty.
Thank you. I'm like, it's the holidays, I got family too, like, you know, mm-hmm, like, I gotta give my people bread, and like, I'm kind of holding back on my family stuff, because I'm like, I just loaned out hella money, like, exactly. I don't have the I'm not just handing out bread, like, you hear me, I'm not the Bank of Winter. So she eventually is like, I tell her, I said, I hope that this doesn't affect our friendship. And she's like, why would it affect our friendship? Like, why would it? And I'm like,
you're giving me the runaround.
Yeah. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, because I can see that you're starting to give me the runaround. Yeah. And like, I'm not going to be this nice for too long. Like, you know, I gotta let you know, like, you are kind of pushing that point. So the taxes start coming back in or whatever. And she's like, yeah, like, I get it. Like, my taxes are coming through. It's about to hit my bank. Like,
and you got kids, so you should have, you should be able to buy a helicopter with them.
She
tax
got
money.
Quite a few kids. So, you know, that tax money is coming through, like, mm-hmm, 100%. So I'm like, all right, you know, I feel it. I don't really care how you pay me back, baby. Just make it happen.
Yeah.
So she tells me that the damn tax money hits her account. I'm like, okay, cool, send me the money.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, oh, I actually have it in cash. Can I stop by your house at 2 p.m.?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm not going to be home, but my boyfriend's going to be home. Like, go ahead, like, hand him the bread. Like, it's cool. So she's like, all right, cool. I'm out all day. My man's at home. I go home. It's about 6 p.m. now. I'm like, nobody ever came. Nobody ever said nothing to me. And I'm like, hi, like, where are you? And it's like 6, 7 p.m. by this point. She's like, oh, sorry. Like, I got caught up over here at this job site. Like, da 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 da. Like, I'm about to just give my homeboy this cash and just have him cash app you right now. And I'm like, okay, here's my cash app. Like, you know, like, this is getting irritating as hell at this point because it's just like constant bullshit. So she's like, okay, I gave him the cash. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm waiting around for hours. I'm like, hey, never got anything. She's like, really? You didn't? I'm like, no, I didn't.
When somebody incorporates someone else into you getting your money back, you know it's some bullshit.
Right, right. So I'm like, no, I didn't get nothing. Like, why are you playing with me? Yeah. Like, be serious. She puts me in a group chat with a fake number saying, hey, Sean, did you ever send Winter the money that I handed you? And
Wait. Hold on.
What?
I did not know it was a fake number. You did not tell me that.
I told you. I had we looked up the numbers. The numbers is not real.
You are lying.
No, I told you.
You
that.
Did not tell me that. Did I forget that?
You must have forgot. Or I told.
No. That is not something you brush past. That is insane.
I'm telling you. I had my friends research, and my friend like can research numbers hella well. The number don't exist. It don't exist.
Not
it's
the
not
text
a number.
Now.
It's not linked to nothing. It's not nothing. So obviously the number never responded.
Yeah.
I even called the number. It's not a real number, like nothing. So at this point I'm like, okay, you playing with me, you're disrespectful, like I need my money, like I don't want to hear no other excuses, like just period. She cash apps me $583.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool, where's the rest of the thousands of dollars?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, what kind of random ass number is $583?
Mm-hmm.
But it literally is $583. So she's like, I know, I'm sorry, I'm gonna get you the money. I said, look, let's do a payment plan. What can you do? She goes, I can do $1,100 a week every Friday until it's paid mm-hmm. off. I go, okay, cool. First Friday rolls around, silence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll give her a few more days. Second Friday is coming up. I'm like, hey, where's the money? Like, what's going on? And she's just like, I'm sorry, I just don't, all these excuses. Keep in mind, at the time, I'm hella busy. So I'm also kind of like not on top of it. But every time I think about it, I get mad and I text her, like,
exactly.
Where's my money?
It's been a week.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's been a week. Like, nothing's coming through. So I want to say maybe a couple more weeks passed. And I text her and I'm like, look, here's the last thing I can do for you. If you get me double of what you owe me in brand deals, I will say, forget it. I will help you help me get my money back.
Yeah.
So that you don't even have to come out your pocket. All you have to do is make me some money.
Yeah.
So I'm really doing you a favor.
To me, that seemed like a cop out. Like it was giving her a bit of a cop out. I was like, don't do that.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Everybody
was telling me not to do it
because I wouldn't trust anything coming from that. You have to like barter to get your own money back for one. It's like, I don't trust nothing you even bring in my way.
Right.
I don't trust the people you bring in my way at this point. You
right. Keep in mind, at the time she had brought us the janky ass NOLA photographers as well.
So I was like,
so we were going through that as well with her, that's her people, you know? So it's already just hella janky stuff. But I'm like, this is kind of my last like olive branch, because you keep in mind she's on my phone like, oh, I had to borrow this amount of money from
which
the church
and this, that, and the third,
and I'm so sorry, this is so embarrassing. But like, I'm like, no, you're being manipulative, bro.
Yeah.
You've done lied to me, done made fake numbers.
Numbers is where I would have been.
I'm like, come on, bro, like there's no way you live in Los Angeles, California, and you can't scrounge up this damn money. Like,
sell some pussy.
I'm literally saying, like, I know you're dating people and sleeping with people, and the fact that you down this bad and you can't pay somebody back who you sat there and you promised me. Keep in mind, I don't like, I have lent people money when I know I have given people money when I know I'm giving people mm-hmm. money. But when you say I just need this loan, I'm going to pay you back, baby, I'm standing on that loan. If you would have asked me to borrow X amount of money, I would have been able to think about that and say, yeah, you know what, go ahead and have it, and we would have never had this issue. Keep in mind, I am very, very generous. Like, I have paid people's rent, I have given people thousands of dollars. I'm not stingy by any means. But now you playing with me.
Yeah.
Now it's the principle. So I end up, she never gets me no brand deals or nothing. So I'm like, all right, at this point, do you want me to call your boss and ask why you ain't getting paid?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to take it to court?
Or there was another option you wanted to have, or you want me to beat your ass.
Right. Which one is it? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take this the legal route. And she's like, well, do whatever you got to do. So I'm like, okay, bet. So I send her like the letter basically saying, you need to pay me by March 26th.
Yeah.
If you do not pay me by March 26th, this is going to court. This is like the legal legal letter. Like, once you send a legal letter, it's like, oh, bam, I could take that to court and file. Mm-hmm. So I sent her the legal letter. She texts me days after she gets it and goes, hey, Winter, just letting you know I got your letter, and I get paid on the 15th and the 30th. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know around the 30th what I can do.
To me, that text was like, oh, you must think I'm a joke.
No, exactly. Because why are you're texting me talking about you going to let me know on the 30th what you can do with my money when it says in the paper you got to pay me by the 26th. Yeah. So why the fuck do I need to hear from you on the 30th?
Yeah.
If I'm not hearing from you on the 26th saying that payment is sent, I don't need to hear shit from you on the 30th. Yeah. So that's exactly what I said. I said in the letter it says March 26th. Yeah. I don't need to hear nothing from you on March 30th. And do you think I heard anything from her on March 30th? No. So, yeah, today I finally went and filed it. So, yeah.
Do you regret giving her that money?
To me, I feel like, I'm going to be honest, I don't need the money.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But it is like she's played with me so hard that it's like, you think you're about to play with me, I'm about to play with you. You want to give me a hard time, I'm about to give you a hard time in the court of law, bitch. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Where's Judge Judy when you need
her? Where's Judge Judy at? Because, like, I'm just, like, I just am tired of people. And then it just came at a wrong time. Like, we have been going through stuff, like, with our merchandise financially and people playing with our money, trying to take our money. And I just
We had to go through claims.
For weeks and months. Yeah. Like, it just took. And then we had to go through the damn camera people playing with our damn time and our footage and our money. So, it was just like, I'm tired of all these people playing with my money. Yeah. Like, I must have to get legal on you bitches because I feel like I just, like, I've already told everybody, like, I feel like people keep trying to pull me out and pull me out of my character and pull me out of my growth. And I'm like, I'm not about to let y'all trick me into being this person that I do not want to be anymore. So I just got to take it the legal route. Keep in mind, when I'm growing up, I never grew up with call the police and go to court. I always grew up fight. You fight. Yeah. Like, that's what you do. You don't call the police. You don't fight.
But if you were to fight for this money, you ain't getting that money back. You know what I'm saying? If
right,
you were to
fight, another you wouldn't thing. Be getting your money back. And it's kind of not right because the girl, she's hella small.
Yeah.
And she's not like that at all. So I just would feel like, you know, just not, I would feel like a bully. Like, you know, like that really wouldn't even be right. But so I'm just like, whatever, you got it. If it was probably, if she was like, you know, the type of girl to like be talking shit or like something like that, it would be different, but she's not like that.
Them sob stories be the worst. Right. Honestly though, I've seen people go to petty claims court for literally like $400 or like a bill.
Oh, I have that's too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just like, whatever. At this point, like the number threw me off all the way. I don't know if I remember you telling me that, but like the number threw me. You went
she
to
She lied
those
and said she was on
extremes.
The way to the house.
Yeah, she, we.
Multiple lies.
Even like when Winter went out of town, I was like, I can pick it up for you. You can bring it over here.
Right.
You come around this area. Like, it was multiple times there where she was able to.
I can get the money. Shy was like, I will go pick the bread up. Does she need,
like,
me to get it?
Saying?
Like,
if you ain't in town and you got it for today, I will help you. I will do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I've gone through the same situation before where I had to get my man involved at this point because it was a man.
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was insane. So it was like literally the same exact thing. And like, found out this guy was like damn near a scammer and was scamming people all over the world. And I was like, this literally is like deja vu all
over
again.
And this was, she was friends with him. She was friends with him for a good amount
of
time.
And it's just like the way that like people manipulate the situation, like how, this is how he did it. He was like, I can do this for you. And then like 2 days later was like, well, can I borrow X amount of money? And it's thousands as well. And it's just like, well, I'm looking forward to him doing this for me. So I'm like, I feel like I have to say yes.
And that's what she did too.
And here's my problem.
Remember, she was doing that. She was getting, she was talking about, oh, I'm getting this set up for you guys. I'm getting this set up for you guys. So I'm like, all right, you know, she helping us also with a lot of stuff. Like, you know, she going through a hard time.
And so it's like, I
manipulation tactics, like say, acting like they're going to do this for us. So it's kind of like, we feel like our hand is forced.
Exactly. Like, okay, I might as well. Cause it's like, what I take from like lending somebody money now, if somebody tells me an unrealistic date, I want you to be honest with yourself and be honest with me, because I'm going to expect that money the date you tell me. If you tell me 2 weeks from now, I will not hit you up at all until them 2 weeks come up.
Right.
If you tell me 3 months from now, perfect. You were not here.
3 months.
I can talk to you every single day and not bring up a red cent that you owe me. But them 3 months that come around and you don't say nothing first.
Yeah.
Hey, baby girl.
Yeah. Hey, so what's going on with that? But that's, and that is just crazy. So I honestly, like, that really is a freaking manipulation tactic for people to act like, oh, well, you know, I can help you with this and I can help you with this, and then turn around and be asking you for money and really just be full of shit on all grounds. So I don't know. It does suck. Like, I don't really, like, obviously I never wanted to, like, fall out with anybody, like, you know, but I,
especially, but money, you can't play with somebody money. You just really can't.
Especially when I'm telling you, quit playing with me, bro. And I'm like, not even being disrespectful about it, like, you even saw how I'm talking, like, I'm talking to her like it's a the most professional email. At this point I feel like it's getting disrespectful. I'm not like, you got me fucked up, like, I'm not doing any of that, because I know as soon as
I got to that point,
right, as soon as you, even everybody around me is like, oh no, she got you fucked up, like, you gotta, like, you gotta handle
it. I'm talking about with my situation, I was like, oh yeah, you actually a bitch ass, like, blah blah, you broke ass, blah. Like, I actually went in because mine was like 4 or 5 months at this point. I was like, you actually got me a little disrespectful.
Yeah, I mean, mine happened in December, so this is month 5.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, it just teaches you a lesson on, like, who and how and when to borrow money. I remember I was talking to Lindsay about this, and she was like, I do not lend money out unless I never expecting to see it again.
Right, which is, I've heard that saying before, and, like, I do get that. But just don't play with me. That's like, you're so disrespectful. Like, if you need me to give you the money, if you are like, I really am down bad right now, do you think I've given friends thousands of dollars before and never expected it back from them because they never said, can I borrow it?
Yeah.
It was just, they was down on a hard time.
I got the sweetest gift this week, remember? What? From one of my family members.
Oh, yes.
Shout out to her. Yes. Love her.
See, like, yeah, like, it's okay to, like, give your people money and stuff like that. But it's like, if you're going to sit in my face, lie, manipulate, and gaslight me out the whole situation.
Yeah.
Nah, now we going to court with it. And keep in mind, we haven't even been back cool for that long. Like, you really fucking bold.
Really did that. She was like, oh, great. Somebody with money hitting me up.
Right. Perfect. Oh, finally.
You know what I'm saying? Which sucks, because you want to give people the benefit of the doubt all the time. But it's just like, when it gets to that level, it's just like, no. Yeah. And I said, from that point forward, I was like, I am not doing that again.
I'm not lending nobody money.
I don't got
money.
It. I really don't have it.
I don't have it. The only people who can have
money. I ain't even got no job.
Right. The only people who can have money for me is my family members.
Are people
and best friends. My best friends. Okay, they can have money,
you know,
too.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what's crazy? I would, like, literally, if I'm asking for money, I am this close away from doing drugs, selling pussy,
and being on
my last month. Like, because I will never, like, it is just not a part of me at all. And but I don't
mind. It's too many ways to make money out here. You know what I'm saying?
It is too many ways. Like, 1,000%.
Bro, and I literally have said that to her. I said, girl, I don't understand how it's been 4 months.
If you are having sex with, I don't know her life, I don't know her in general, but as a woman, I feel like, you know,
and you struggling on bills and all this, and you got a baby daddy and a boyfriend and somebody you talk to sometimes. I'm sorry, that just don't add up to me. That's bad pussy management. Just period. Like, it don't even add up. But anyways.
So that was your day. So was it hard to get through the judicial system?
It was extremely easy.
It was?
Extremely easy. And I cannot wait for anybody to play with me again, because I'm suing everybody in this bitch. I promise you. I finished up with that and I said, oh, this?
This is. It was easier than a restraining order?
It was easier than a restraining order.
That is insane. I went with her to get it when she was trying to get a restraining order for that stalker. And that shit was hard. It was a big ass packet
of papers. But no, this was hella easy. I'm not even going to lie to you. So if anybody ever play with me, I'm taking your ass to court.
I'm taking you to court. I got all the texts to prove.
No, for real. But so, what's going on this week besides RTR drama?
RTR drama. No, well.
What?
I liked the social media question of the week.
Oh, what was it?
So I posted on our Instagram just a little social media question of the week. What would somebody want to say? And a lot of people, one in particular, like the first one I seen, Kalia Baby, she asked, what advice would you give to your younger selves? You go. I feel like that question is like very broad. Like, it could be towards relationship, career, just like self-growth. For me, mine... What advice would I give to my younger self is very contradictory in a sense with a lot of things going on today, because a lot of people are like, quit this, do that, do all these things. But to me, I would stick to something. Like, if it were school, I would stick to school. If it were my career and modeling and moving out to LA as soon as I finished high school, instead of trying to go to school first and do all these things, I would just stick to something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would find something that I really enjoyed and stick to it and figure out ways to level up in that career of whatever I wanted to do. I wouldn't, like, haggle, bounce back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I feel like with relationship wise, I wouldn't waste my time.
Oh my God, I was just about to say that. I swear to God.
What? With potential.
Yes, I swear to God, I was like, I would waste less time in relationships.
Yeah. Like, because I knew for a long time that in the relationship I was with before, I was like, I didn't want to be a stepmother.
And they were together for 6 years.
You know what I'm saying? I knew I did not want that. I knew I was not fully fulfilled and happy. So I was trying to like, well, what if like when we have our own kids or he could do this or like, you know what I'm saying? Like all of these things. I'm like, I knew a long time ago that this wasn't what I wanted. I should have followed my first mind a long time ago because literally I could have saved like years. 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was just, I wouldn't waste time with potential. What are yours?
Mine is like for the relationships thing, I would definitely say waste less time on potential.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because I wasted years as well, like being heartbroken over, well, what if he changed and it was like this, like, oh my God, it could be this great. Like he could not be this fucking terrible. And this is with two different people.
Yeah.
Like I really like was so in love with these two people and I wasted years on them. Like, you know, just being in love with the potential of who they were and not actually just accepting them and moving on and finding somebody who is giving me all of the things that I want. Because that is something that I have learned. There is somebody that will give you everything you want in a relationship. And you have to like, an exercise that I had did with my therapist was, she literally was like, I need you to take a pen and paper and I want you to write down six things that are like things that you need in a partner, like write these things down. And ever since I like wrote them down and looked at them, every time I dated somebody, if that shit was not on that list, on my non-negotiable, this is what I need in a relationship list.
I love that. Yeah, what was one of them?
I think it was smart, funny, successful, not a dog ass bitch. And what did I say? Probably like just good chemistry, you know? I don't fucking know. I don't remember. I have the list though still, but those are my like non-negotiables. Like I don't want no dumbass guy.
Yeah.
I don't want a dog. I don't want somebody who's gonna like make me feel like shit all the time. And like, I think that we also like, that's another thing that I, for years, like, you know, kind of, I thought that love was supposed to hurt. Like to me, love always hurt, like literally felt painful. So like, even in like my most recent relationship, like, it was very confusing for me because it never really was hurting. And I was like, oh, well, this must not be love because it's not hurting me. Like, I'm supposed to love somebody so much it hurts.
It hurts, yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's not supposed to hurt.
I feel like there's multiple, like, layers and levels of love. Like, love is like, you know, in the Bible, God said... I feel like love is patient. Love is kind. Love is understanding. Love is, like, love to me is multiple different definitions. And I feel like... I feel like you can experience a lot of different levels of love with one person or with multiple different people, and it could look different in every single person.
Right.
And it's just like, to me, like the relationship I'm in now, like it was madly, like, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning. And now it's just like, I was thinking earlier, I was like, are there things that I'm like, am I looking at potential in this situation too? Because I'm still mad about him not cleaning up sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like little shit like that.
I think that those type of things are,
those things, you know. You know what I'm saying? Because I was talking to, like, all of my sisters and, like, my mom and them. Because it was, like, to me, it was really, it really bothered me. Because I didn't really express it to him that much. But I was just, like, the cleaning. It really did. Because, and every girl, every single woman is just, like, those are things you have to deal with in the beginning. And it's just literally, like, trial and error. And I was, like, I told my mom, I was, like, a man needs to clean up behind himself. She was, like, you got a man. They do exactly what they doing exactly what you're saying they doing.
Yeah, I mean, I do understand little things like that, but I don't think those are like...
That isn't a non-negotiable. Yeah, well, someone's non-negotiable can be must have a man that cleans up. Everybody's non-negotiables are different.
That's true. That is
It's
true.
Like, can't have no trifling ass man.
Well, yeah, I mean, I couldn't have no trifling ass. Like, you know,
he's
I
not
mean,
trifling.
Yeah, no, not like disgustingly trifling.
Just crippled and doesn't close the cabinet.
Yeah, like, I understand like a little bit, because, you know, my man does the same shit and it's annoying. And I'll be like, bro, like, pick up. Like, I'm not your maid. Like, just flat out, I'm not. And if you want to get a maid, you have plenty of money. Pay for one. Like,
they say the hardest years, the first 2 years in a marriage are difficult, because you, like, some people don't live together until after marriage, so it's just like transitioning to live with someone and like seeing how they live and operate is the hardest part of getting past like the first year of marriage.
I mean, I think that's why it's good that like you and I both, we both have like semi long distance relationships. So it's like you do sometimes live with them, but then also you still have your space. It's like, so you do kind of have time to get used to it.
I'm not going to lie. People always ask about how it is being in a long distance relationship. I genuinely love it. Yeah. I love my time to myself. Like, you know, I'm an Aquarius. I don't know if everybody else feels this way, but like I be needing my battery to recharge. When he left this week, I was like, whoo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let Where are we going? Where are we going?
You know, like... What's going on? I love it here. And it's just like absence make the heart grow fonder in a sense too. Yes. But it's also like I understand that eventually we will have to be, you know,
living
together consistently. And I mean, I've done it before. I can do it again. It's no problem doing that. But I do like to like sometimes recharge on my own. Or that's why I'm like, I need a house with multiple rooms.
Right. And you have to like have like things to do outside of the house, like not just be up. But that's what I love just about also about being in a long distance relationship, because it's like you can be in the house and not be doing shit and not have somebody in your space. Like I'm just in my space. Yes. Like, you know, like, you know how when people get married, they have like a man den and a woman's like a cave. Little... I'm going to need that. Yeah, I need you to get away from me. I want to chill by myself. Like literally.
I wish we could have something that we could do like how men have the games. What do we have?
Silence TV. I don't freaking know. Shit, I don't need to play no damn game.
All of the things that are of leisure to women are not leisure to me. I feel like getting my nails done, getting laser, doing things that are like make
that's
me like
not fun to
make,
me.
Yeah, it's not fun to me. It makes me look better. It doesn't really. It makes me feel better too, but it doesn't always feel good to be doing.
I hate getting my nails done. Yeah. I hate getting my nails done. I hate getting my laser done. I hate going to get my hair done. Like I hate getting my lashes done. Oh my
God. Who's this sound like? Pick Me's. I don't really wear makeup. I don't really wear makeup.
But we do wear makeup. We do all of the things, but we don't really necessarily.
You know what I just said today? First of all, I have on skinny jeans. Oh, and I'm mad that those aren't like those came out. So that Y2K era is like bringing back all this old school shit.
Why does this look like abs, but it's two rolls?
Bro.
Yo, I'm crying. I was like, oh, I'm buff. Bitch, buff. That is fat. I'm crying. The skinny jeans, bro.
Bring those back.
Honestly, actually, don't bring them back because I think I just threw all of mine away.
No, I saved the few that I really like. And these are one of them. Look.
No, those are cute. Those are cute. Yeah, like we're all into the baggy jean era. It's okay. Yeah, skinny jeans will come back.
I'm hoping they make a comeback.
No, they will. 100%. I mean, everything goes around, comes around. Like it comes back around, whatever. But
we didn't even get into the topics
yet. We didn't even get into the topics, y'all.
Okay, so the first topic. Well, you wrote the first topic. I don't even know what that one means.
Oh, we can just move past it.
Let's get into the beef.
Yeah, let's get into the beefs.
The beefs.
It's been too much.
Yeah.
It's been too much.
It has been too much. So the first beef, they have the Raymonte and Cardi B beef.
Did you watch the video with Raymonte?
I did watch the video.
Can you give me a gist of what he was saying? Because I'm not going to hold you. I turned it on for 5 seconds and I cut that shit right off. I don't really care. I hate listening to people talk. I'm going to be honest. I don't even know how to have a podcast. I hate hearing myself talk. I just was like, okay, I'll just see what people are talking about when they're talking about
it. I listen to it because I'm the same way with certain things too. Things that make me feel cringy are like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like having secondhand embarrassment in a lot of situations. Like even sometimes with me, I'm like, why did I say that? Like I will scroll right past
it. Was he saying something along the lines of he's not ghetto?
So no, similarly, but he went on like a 2-minute tangent because he had a recent birthday party and like, you know, I guess he had an interview with a magazine, Essence or Ebony, one of those magazines. And they were like, why didn't you get any sponsorships? And they were essentially saying that it's because he's ghetto, kind of in a sense. He, you know, he does all these ghetto, says all these ghetto, like just basically.
Wait, they said that to him?
I don't know. I think it was the commentators. People were calling him ghetto. That's why he don't have the sponsorships that he has. Like people were basically saying he's ghetto. That's why he don't have those sponsorships. And he was
saying that, I mean, Cardi has all these sponsorships and y'all don't call her ghetto.
Yes. So basically he said he used Cardi as collateral damage, which I don't really agree with. Like you could have got your point across without name dropping or saying Cardi.
I did hear that little part. But I mean, Raymonte is ghetto. And so is Cardi B. Like, it's okay to be ghetto. Like, I mean, why are we pretending like people aren't ghetto when they are? Like, it's fine. Like, ghetto is a culture. And there is beauty in ghetto. Like, it's okay. I mean, Are there brands who shy away from stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yes, there is. And like, I've even experienced things like that because I have West Coast blasted under my ass because I have a BBL. Like certain companies will not look at me or even think of doing anything with me because I give off a urban appearance. So that is a true thing. But I mean, Raymonte is ghetto. He's very funny, but he's ghetto. Yeah. And Cardi B has been called ghetto and all of these things. And she made a space for a ghetto woman to be a fashion icon and be all of these great things. Like, she has come very, very far. Like, do we not remember seeing ghetto-ass videos of Cardi B, like, with the freaking iPhone, like, old badass quality, her talking crazy shit? Like, who gives and then it like sparked the whole goddamn race
thing. And that's what I feel like. I can understand why Cardi reacted the way she did, and like she didn't even react. She reacted honestly the way anybody would react when their name is being,
because you can't say, well, why doesn't nobody call Cardi like ghetto? It was,
people called her ghetto.
People called her ghetto all the time.
She was
a stripper. Yeah. Like, come on, bro. Like, you can't.
It just wasn't a good example, and to be used as collateral in a situation where I know that I've seen that they have kind of had a back and forth before. So it's just like, why are you mentioning my name in something that you know I can get dragged in?
But she also said that he had DM'd her too, like trying to like be nice and be cool, like have her back, like, I'm sorry that you going through all this, da da da, and then turned around.
So you know
and
people
said
drag
that.
Her in a sense.
Yeah, you know that people drag her. You was there for her when she was like going through stuff and getting dragged. So it's like, why would you even just throw my name in the mix of it?
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I understand. Like, don't bring me up. To me, that gives secret animosity in a way. I'm not gonna lie, like, it really does. It's like, of course you want to stay cool with this person because it's Cardi B, and obviously you want to have that connect, but like, it does give a little bit of animosity for you to even bring it up. But
and to me, I feel like there were a multitude of other people and probably also gay men that he could have used as well instead of like comparing.
Oh, they were
himself,
like, why didn't you say Saucy Santana and stuff like
that?
He
was trying to go towards colorism as well, which I'm like, so far,
I'm so tired of that.
On,
I'm so tired of people saying that Cardi B is black, not black. I'm sorry. Like, let's be
Dominican.
Serious.
I black.
Like, let's be. Everybody be mad when Dominicans say, "I know black. I Dominican." But as soon as a Dominican is black, it's a fucking problem. Do we not see the afro sprouting from her scalp? Do we not see the color of her skin? Like, why are we trying to pretend? Like, I don't understand. She know black. She Dominican. Like, I don't get it. Pick a side. What are you going to be mad at? Are you going to be mad when people don't want to claim that they're black? Or are you going to be mad when people claim that they're black? Like, let's be... Because I saw a girl... Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Like, it was just so many idiotic things. There was a picture of Cardi B and, like, her family member or something. And she was like... yeah, I know that there's black Afro-Latinas and there's white Latinas, but when I look at Cardi B, I see a white Latina. And I'm like,
that doesn't
are we lying today? Are we all pretending to be delusional? Is this what we're doing? Okay.
Literally, you know what's crazy? And when she says that my mom came out of a whole black woman, it's the exact same thing with my mom. When you see, my mom's actually going to be here next week. I'm telling her she needs to come on the pod next week.
Oh my God, that would be great.
She's like, I'll say hello for a second, but like, literally my mom came out of a black woman who is, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, like, damn near dark as this, and my mom is literally like a little bit darker than me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like, I've said this multiple times, black people come in many shades and colors, and at this point it's just like, why are we still bringing let me say, now why are we still bringing color into it? Because that is a very prevalent discussion and conversation.
No, but I'm sorry, but that's just such a fucking cop out. I'm sorry. It is such a fucking cop out. I'm tired of the cop out conversations. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know how many people watch Real Housewives of fucking Potomac, but I am so tired of the cop out colorism shit that they have going on over there at that show. And I'm not even gonna get into it because I don't even know who watches that fucking show. But I just feel like when shit get tough, you don't have to turn to the easiest thing that you could possibly say. Like, if you have all of your facts and in a fucking row, you're not gonna have to cop out on some whack ass, well, it's because Cardi B is not black. Cardi B is fucking black. Like, let's just be serious. Maybe she's not black American type or whatever that people might think, but she's fucking black. Like, it's just like, like, you can still be black and not be like the American version of black. You get what I mean? Like, it's,
maybe my grandmother wasn't this black, but look, that's what I was saying.
Okay. I don't know. It's just such a cop out. I'm honestly,
No, I understand and agree with where you're coming from. It is hard to say as two light skinned women to speak on
What?
Other skin colors. When, you know what I mean?
I mean, what? We can't speak on skin colors. We know and see what black is. We know what is black and what is not black. I don't think that we should not have a voice in.
I think I'm not saying that. I think that what he was trying to say and wasn't necessary even, for I'm, that conversation. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was necessary for that conversation.
I'm not even fully directing that really towards Raymonte, but it's just kind of directed towards the internet because it is a cop out that that the internet makes sometimes in situations where it really doesn't even have to be that.
It tries to take away from, like, it tries to invalidate people of lighter skin colors from what we say because we're not the color that you would expect us to
be. And people, Cardi B's been getting called ghetto forever. So, like, we got to be serious with that. But then also, then the leaked texts come out of Raymonte calling some Mexican girl, you dirty Mexican this and you blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that was the thing? I didn't see that.
Yes. And I'm just like, and keep in mind, I'm sorry. This is also what I don't like. The whole reason why Raymonte does not like me and why he got mad at me because I unfollowed him off TikTok was because he made a video poking fun at mixed people. That bitch, I'm going to take offense. And then he got mad at me for unfollowing him because of that. So you're sitting up here copying this colorism plea, and you are blatantly racist towards Mexicans, and you are prejudiced towards biracial people. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, like, that don't line up.
I feel like it's throwing somebody under the bus to me.
What? Oh, like throwing somebody under the bus?
It's equivalent to me like throwing someone under the bus.
Yes, it's like throwing somebody under the bus and like...
You're like, I'm going to see what this bump do to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to see how this traction works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I don't like when you throw bricks and hide your hands at the end of the day. It's like, I'm going to say what I said and I'm going to stand on what I said. If I said something, then I said something. But it's just like, to me, it's just like... I can't stand when they be like, what are you, I didn't even mean that. When I'm like, no, you said what you said and I corrected you. And she gave good advice at the end of it and was just like, this is what I did. I had to alter some things. I had to change the way I had to change certain how
gotta
I
got to clean it up.
I had to clean it up.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. But I mean, I'd be fucking good. Yeah. I don't know.
It really is. Colorism is a tricky conversation to have. And to me, y'all know, I've been tired of that conversation for a long fucking time. And it's just like, I've been my color all my life. And I've lived in the South all my, like, most of my, 20 years of my life. Most of my life. Yeah. So it's just like, I've dealt with a lot of different things. And it's just like, at the end of the day, I am not trying to be judged solely on just my color. I know that, you know, I have had some...
What?
My privilege has looked different to other people, and I can acknowledge that and I can understand that, but I'm not using that to my advantage. I would rather be looked at for who I am as a person, how I treat people, how I engage in conversations, shit like that. It's just different to me. I don't got time for that.
Yeah.
That's not who I am as a person.
Not to cut you off, but since you said how you feel about, I know that Shai is very tired of the colorism conversation. And like, there's been times where I'm like, I want to talk about this topic. And Shai will be like, I'm tired of the topic.
Yeah.
And I completely do understand that. But for me, I feel like because this still is something that I deal with every single day of my life, I'm literally never going to shut the fuck up about it. And I know that there's people tired of hearing me talk about it. Well, I'm also tired of hearing people talk about it to me. So
like, we wanted to talk about like the Potomac thing, and we can talk about it now. We're talking about it now with the girl who said that lady who said that she didn't want, she has a white husband, but she says she doesn't want light skinned babies.
Candace is a cast member on Real Housewives of Potomac, and she has a whole white ass husband. She has tried to cop this colorism plea on Real Housewives of Potomac for like a couple seasons now. And she basically went on an interview saying, yeah, she's scared that she's going to have light skinned children because her husband is white. I personally feel like Candace is overcompensating. She's overcompensating because I think that she wants to be this, like, how do I say it? She wants to be like this super woke, like pro-black woman on the show, but she married a white man and she tries to overcompensate with that by being like, oh, I'm scared to have light-skinned babies. Like, girl, you know what the you did, and you know what you do every day when you sit on a pink dick. Like, you know what's gonna come. So why are we acting? Why are we acting shocked? Like, I'm sorry, we have to get serious at some point. Like, you gotta quit, because I watched that show and it's so messed up, because it's like she'll do so many little raggedy.
She called Giselle on the reunion. She was like, "You sit there with your white."
Oh my god!
She said, with your white.
You sit there with your white
looking at us.
And I'm like, she doesn't even look white. Like, why? Like, you're constantly trying to make something about colorism and like all of that. And like, that's another thing. Like, even with Potomac, like, I see how they bash Giselle Bryant and Robin Dixon, and they come at them all the time for being light skinned and having green eyes. What they call them? The green-eyed geezers or some shit like that. Some shit like that. And like, they sit there and talk about them all the time, but obviously it's not a problem because they're not darker skinned women.
Yeah.
Get fucking serious. Like, when are we gonna get serious? I'm sorry, I'm tired of it. But yeah, she's a fucking clown. I do want to be on Real Housewives of the Potomac one day, so let me not talk too much shit.
I don't really watch the Real Housewives stuff like that, but it was so entertaining. We had watched like how many episodes of the last season? I was like, I love it.
No, I love,
but I could tell. I could also tell what you're saying, just from that alone. When they showed the flashback of the reunion, I was like,
how are you going to sit there and call a visibly black woman? Yeah, she's light-skinned, but she's still black. Like, why are you going to sit there and try to use that? Talking about your white-looking ass, bitch, all you got to do is turn around and see white if you want to see it. He's your husband. He's standing right over your shoulder.
I will say this. I don't like when light-skinned women use them being light-skinned as their whole identity. That shit annoys the hell out of me. Like,
Yes, that annoys the fuck out of me, too. I think that when anybody uses their skin color as their whole thing is just annoying.
Remember, like, those names back in the day, like Sexy Red 2004? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you had them.
I never did things like that, but I did.
I was Slim Shy.
Slim Shy? Yeah, I never really did anything. I think I had a nickname named Mimi. I don't know what the fuck.
Mimi.
I have no idea. It was like in the Hello Kitty days.
Oh my god, we have so many more things to talk
about.
Yeah,
sorry, that just went on a tangent.
It really did.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know. I don't care. Those are my opinions. And honestly, I don't even be lying. People just be mad at me for the truth. And fuck y'all, I don't care. Continue.
So we have JT and Carisha beef going on right now as well. And I wanted to start off with this, saying, should you expect a friend to defend you publicly? Because that's what their whole thing seemed like it was over, kind of.
No. I'm sure they've had things going on already. Yeah. They've definitely have been having things going on already. It gives that they've been kind of on the outskirts for a while. And then, you know, JT is going through all this stuff online. And they are already going through shit. So Miami's probably like, well, why am I going to stick up for you? Like, we already got our own shit going on. That's what it gives to me. But, I mean, I hate seeing the city girls argue. Honestly. Hold on.
You said you have something at 5:30? Right now? Why would they do that? Literally because... No, I know it wasn't you, because they're supposed to, like, after, like, every 5... Isn't it supposed to be, like, a grace period? Okay, can they wait, like, 5 minutes? Because we have to, like, at least end this.
Wow, what time do we start?
We start... Our schedule was at 4:30.
Oh, okay. All right, come on.
So, I also hate seeing the City Girls fight as well. I feel like... I seen interviews, like, as I was in it, I seen interviews when they first came out. It was like, to me, their whole relationship was giving, let's get to the bag, let's get this money, like, in this group. Yeah. I don't know what was in the meantime and in between time of that, but, like, to me, that's what it seemed like. Like, we both are rapper, we both have some type of friction, let's just get to the bag together.
Right.
It didn't really seem like a genuine, like
best friendship.
Yeah, best friend connection.
I mean, I get what you mean, but, like, at the end of the day, they did come up together, and, like, it does just suck to see, you know, even if, like, y'all not cool no more, y'all just can't see eye to eye. Like, I get that, but, like, just the public going back and forth is like the thing. And, like, I mean, JT was arguing on the internet for like a week straight, which I understand. Okay, bitch, I'm the first bitch to be arguing on the internet, so I get it. But I mean, yeah, like, if you feel like you're getting attacked, I would want my friends to come to my defense. But I mean, it's just such a messy situation, because so many people be in their business because they're a group.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you kind of on the outs with one of your friends, they're not coming to your defense on the internet. So you can't really be mad at nobody for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that as well. JT, honestly, her comebacks are hilarious.
JT is hilarious, and I can tell that she's a highly emotional person. Mm-hmm. And her comebacks and shit she be saying reminds me of me when I'm overstimulated and angry and, like, you know, just going at it, like, whatever. Yeah. And I get it. It's frustrating. It's overstimulating. But honestly, JT is so beautiful, so talented. She has these amazing songs out right now. And, like, the only advice that I could possibly give her is just... you know, focus on you. Like, you're doing amazing right now. Her whole rollout has been great.
It
her, like, tour shit that she's been doing, like, I've been looking at her shit, and I'm like, oh, yeah, she's doing her shit, and she's doing it right. And I'm personally, I don't know JT, but I'm very proud of her. She's doing great.
So. I feel like it seems extremely emotional to have to continue to go back and forth and to defend yourself all the time and consistently, constantly having to do that.
Yeah.
So I do wish her the best. I hope that she, you know, honestly just focuses more on her career and, like, being a solo artist. And hopefully eventually they come back out with something or rekindle whatever it is, because the City Girls started their own wave, too.
Right. Come on, like, now. We can't have the City Girls break up, bitch. It's, like, City Girls is a lifetime movement.
Yeah,
come
literally
on,
a whole movement.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Should you expect first to defend? Yeah. Oh, Aoki Lee.
Aoki Lee.
Aoki Lee, 65. She's 21 dating 65.
So yeah, Aoki is 21 years old. She's dating a 65 year old man, and I personally think it's disgusting.
And the fact is that, I mean, I don't know if she got an allowance or anything to it, but it's just like, do you have to be doing this, or do you genuinely like
him? No, you don't
have
to be doing this. I am so confused. You are young. You are beautiful. You are smart. You come from a great family. Why are you subjecting yourself to sucking 65-year-old penis? Oop, I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry.
Very true, too.
Like, ew! Like,
yeah.
Can you just take a second? Just take a second to think about it.
I wonder if they ball hairs turn gray.
They do. I'm pretty sure they do.
That's crazy.
Everything turns gray on your body when you get old. I'm sorry. That's sick.
That's sick.
Withered and wrinkly.
And pink.
You deserve hard penis.
Yes. Especially at 21.
Come on. Like, what are you doing?
Young niggas be laying it down.
Girl, stand up and get you some dick. That's 21 years old. But anyways.
All right. So we have to end it on
advice.
We
gotta wrap this up.
We gotta wrap it up. They're kicking us out.
Yeah.
So we could just end it on advice. I know we haven't done that in a while. So we could just read this really quickly. Hi, Winter and Shy. Let me start off by saying I am a high-maintenance friend, and I expect a lot out of my friends because I would do anything for them. I consider them family. But anyways, I silently cut off my BFF and then went ghost, and it's been like 6 months. Reason why was because this boy got me jumped and threatened to peek my addy, so me and my BFF decided to cut him off since we used to be friends with the boy. I peep she recently refriended him, which I think is weird. I miss her and want to reach out because I still care for her, and the friendship was great. It was only that one thing, but I feel like I shouldn't. Should I keep her cut off or refriend her since I miss her? Then again, she might be like, F me, since I silently cut her off out of nowhere, but I had a reason.
I would text her and explain to her and just be like, you know, I'm having kind of a hard time within myself because I do miss you, but this is the way that I feel about you refriending this person. I think that the best way to get things done is through communication and mature communication. So if you really do miss this girl and you explain to her why you feel the way you feel, you can take her reaction and decide what to do with it from there.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree about that as well. And I'm honestly, you can't expect so much from people all the time. Like, just, I mean, people are going to show you who they are. So, I mean, you either communicate with her or you just leave it at what it is and you don't have to deal with it. Like, don't put so much stress into it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. Bye.